Now, during the class, David, you often said that you liked opera better than musical theater. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. What interests me in the theater the most is the transformation of people into their characters such that it's believable. I'm an emotion junkie, and in order to experience the feelings vicariously that the characters have, I have to be able to believe that the characters are going through what their characters are presumably supposed to be going through. And one of the things that's interesting about acting is that acting in the spoken theater and acting in the musical theater is fundamentally different. In that, when you go to a play, you expect people to talk, like people talk in real life, more or less. When you go to the music theater, you, as you buy your ticket, you agree that these people are going to sing. Now, singing is not what we do in real life, most of the time. So, we've already, when you go into a music theater production, you've accepted a kind of special reality. And then inside the world of music theater, there are various degrees of commitment to believability. In general, and this is a very gross and therefore dangerous generalization, musical comedies have developed a style in which it is not expected that the characters be believable, but that they be presentationally entertaining. That doesn't interest me very much. I find myself left out. I may be amused, I may be impressed by the skill, but I'm not moved. And interestingly, in the opera, which you might think would be even more removed from reality because people are singing all the time and they're singing in this very particular kind of way based on the fact that they're not using microphones, so they have to sing with a lot of air movement, which is what creates that vibrato sound that we recognize from opera singers. The world of opera has a kind of potential for the characters to be more believable, given the fact that they're singing. I mean, we bought into that reality before we walked into the theater. So in general, operas interest me more.
In class, you also talked about the fact that you started directing at age 17 and that you have directed over 130 productions. Can you talk a little bit about how you came to direct at 17 and how it just seemed to have blossomed, continued on to
I was one of those people who was called. I have a calling, and I got it early. The theater hooked me when I was a kid. I started as an actor when I was 7 years old, I think. I mean, I could hypothesize that I like fantasy better than reality, and therefore sitting in a room where we're doing fantasy pleases me more, and I'm okay with that hypothesis. But I was quite committed to the theater by the time I was 13 or 14, and was active. And I was working, participating in a with a theater company here in the Bay Area called the Company of the Golden Hind. And the director of that company one day took me aside and he said, literally, these were his words, "You're too smart to be an actor. Come be a director," and apprenticed me to himself. And I took to it immediately. And I was very clear that by the time I was 16, I was very clear that this is what I was going to do, I wanted to do. And I started directing when I was 17. And by good fortune, but also by dint of having trained myself well and focused strongly on the desire to do this particular thing, have been able to do this all my life.